The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite. Remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, and an evil person out of the store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord. Luke has pulled together in this one episode a number of different sayings from different points in Jesus' ministry. But there is a common theme to them. And that common theme really is a great introduction to the season of Lent, which will begin this coming Wednesday with the observance of Ash Wednesday. That theme might best be described as introspection. Well, Lent is a time that calls us to look inside ourselves, and to look inside ourselves from a very certain perspective. And that perspective is actually presented in the second reading of Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Paul is a great believer and gives great emphasis in his writings to the fact of the resurrection. Ultimately, Paul says, everything flows from the risen life of Christ. In a sense, Lent is about taking that perspective, the perspective of the risen life of Christ, into which we have been incorporated by the gift of our baptism. You'll notice that baptism is one of the central focuses of the Lenten season, calling us again to measure ourselves against our baptism. How faithful have you been to the risen life of Christ? How have you manifested the risen life of Christ in our daily life? How have we given witness to the risen life of Christ in both our words and our actions? So Lent is then an opportunity. It's an opportunity for growth. We tend to think of it, I think, unfortunately, in a negative context. We tend to think of Lent as that time when you give something up. And certainly there's a legitimacy in giving something up, but only insofar as giving something up
see how am I measuring up to the risen life of Christ, which I was initiated by my baptism. So it lays out for us a great journey. Lent is truly a time of journey if we use it wisely. It's a time wherein we can, as they say, get better in touch with ourself. Ourself living in the risen Christ. And that's the focus. That's the focus that hopefully all of us will adapt in this Lenten season. The risen Christ. It offers us, as I say, a tremendous opportunity. A tremendous opportunity to grow in a time when that growth is so essential. Because the other part of that introspection that takes place is not purely personal, although that's an essential part of the Lenten journey. It's also a time to become more conscious of the world in which we live. And becoming more conscious of the world in which we live, we recognize more and more the importance, the mission of living as a person rooted, as a community rooted in the risen life of Christ, and giving witness to that by our words and actions. For in a sense, Lent helps us to become more in contact with Christ. It helps us to become more engaged in the life of Christ. It helps us to become more aware of how we share in the power of Christ. And in sharing in the power of Christ, it gives us then the courage to live the new life of the risen Christ. In so doing, it makes us, as you will hear on Ash Wednesday in one of the readings, it makes us ambassadors of Christ. It makes us those who are called by our lives to introduce people, to allow others to experience through us the risen Christ alive and at work in the world. I remember very vividly that some of you might remember it also, in the year 2000, in anticipation of the year 2000, Pope John Paul, now referred to as Saint John Paul II, decided that one of the things he had to do in anticipation of this new millennium was to do the event penance. It was a moment of introspection on the part of the church. And many objected. As they said, you're going to be opening doors that don't need to be opened. They've been closed. And he said, no, it's very important that we use this opportunity to purge ourselves, to acknowledge the faults and failings of our past as an institution, in order that acknowledging them, we can grow See, it's easy to see the fault in the other. It's easy to see the fault in another community. It's easy to see the fault in another nation. But if you don't see the fault inside you first, then all you're doing is basically, as Pope Francis so frequently says, being a hypocrite. Because you're condemning the other while ignoring the meaning of your own life. And unless you show the example of a willingness literally to pull that beam from your own eye, you can't expect to be respected when you call others to correction. Let's say, look at you, they basically say, what? You're so good now. Why should I change? Why should I be different? Why should I live the new life of Christ when you, who supposedly have been baptized and filled with the Spirit and incorporated into the life of Christ, are still living the old way? That's the challenge of life. And this is your hope that as we engage in the activities of Lent, as we engage in this action of intercession, we free ourselves from the beam in order to be better able to live the mystery of Easter, the risen life of Christ. My brothers and sisters, in the midst of this world, there is no other hope than the hope that can be born of the community.